So whales have had crossover hits in the human population, but now it turns out that some of their songs are particular hits among the whales themselves. You might imagine that whale songs were programmed genetically, that each species has its tune and that's that. But no, not at all. Humpback whales in particular change their tunes frequently. Ellen Garland is a researcher who studies how whales adopt new songs. She works for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Seattle. I asked Garland how we even know they're singing and not just talking.
Well, for the humpback whales that I work with, the song is produced by the male, and it's a sexual display. So it really is a song. So we don't know whether he's singing to attract ladies or whether it's in something to do with male-male competition, but it's something to do part of the mating display. Now, the other sounds that they make are called social sounds, and those are perhaps a little bit more communicative.
Uh-huh.
Males, females, calves, juveniles can all make those social sounds.
And so talk about what you found when you looked at how the whale song does change over time.
So what I found was song types originate in the East Australian population and then were passed sequentially from one population to the next across the South Pacific. And this took approximately 2 years. In each population, in each year, all males will sing the same song type, so they're matching. And then the song will change in a small progressive way through time. But we also found that these brand new song types would appear in the population and then revolutionize the song in that population. And this happened really rapidly, say within a season, which is 2 to 3 months. So they're learning this brand new display, throwing the old one straight out the window and incorporating it all in. So it's a very rapid time.
It's just, I love this fact. I thank you for discovering it. And so when you say that they this radically new song, how different? Could I hear the difference?
I think you could. So humpback song is composed of multiple different sounds, but it's how they arrange them each year that changes.
I want to play a clip of one of the songs here. Now, if you can tell me what's going on in this recording, what do you hear that I don't hear?
I hear a number of sounds being repeated. And that makes up a phrase there. And you can hear suddenly we've gone into a different type of sounds here. And this is a new phrase. This is a new theme. So what you've got is just one phrase from each theme of this particular song type.
And then I want to play the song that I guess replaced that one in the following season.
Yes. So you can see how the sound's different.
Definitely.
And it appears that they seem to like novelty in their songs. So when small changes come into the population or a completely new song type comes in, they seem to grab onto this novel song and all the males in the population will change to this new song type. And we think this is linked in, of course, with sexual selection and the males wanting to be that little bit different to the male next to them to possibly be a little bit more attractive to that female.
Uh-huh. It does it quickly. It is really impossible to resist saying, well, this is just like pop music in the human world.
Yeah, the music industry or sometimes fashion. And, you know, if someone's wearing a new fashion, everyone suddenly wants to wear that new piece of clothing.
So you call these cultural transformations. What in your scientific world does – what is cultural about them?
Well, culture is basically learning. They have to learn them from other whales around them, and then they're copying them. So it's not genetically based.
Uh-huh.
They're learning them from other animals, so it's a cultural aspect.
Yeah. It seems to me this passing of more novel artifacts from population to population, it sounds awful lot like art or entertainment to me.
Yeah, I mean, it is a very interesting cultural transmission, so it really is a cultural trait.
Yeah.
And the more research that everyone is doing, the more they're finding that different animals seem to have at least one, if not a suite, of cultural traits, which is really interesting.
I could talk to you all day about this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ellen Garland is a biologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And you can hear some of her recordings of whale songs going in and out of style at studio360.org.
I know each word because I've heard that song before. The lyrics said forevermore, forevermore.